This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 3/15/22. The name of the patient is Mark Greenberg, G-R-E-E-N-B-E-R-G. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Greenberg, space M. CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 3/15/22. Referring physician Evan Kushner, K-U-S-H-N-E-R. Evan is E-V-A-N, V is in Victor, A-N, M-D. Performing physician Sharon Armes, M-D, new paragraph, clinical indication. 68-year-old male with history of non-obstructive CAD. And hypertension for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, correction. 68-year-old male with history of non-obstructive CAD, hypertension, and right bundle branch block for stress test on medication. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, comma, right bundle branch block. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 120 over 70 on lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. Actually make that 120 over 70 parentheses lisinopril 10 milligrams close parentheses period. Baseline heart rate colon 68 beats per minute period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 146 parentheses 96% maximum predicted heart rate close parentheses period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 162 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 23652 period. New paragraph. The patient not experiencing chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a function capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress. The patient had baseline right bundle branch block with a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 100 over 70 and a heart rate of 95 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, colon, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient went treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Pastoral long axis, pastoral short axis, apical 4-chamber views, and apical 2-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and good quality for pastoral views and a fair to good quality for apical views. The post peak stress study was technically adequate and a fair to good quality for all views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, one, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. Improved from his prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had baseline right bundle branch block with a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 96% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. Common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, correction, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, including the territory of the left main LAD and RCA, comma, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the current referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.